click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
After Ali ibn al-Nafis had overcome his ordeal of illness, he decided to start studying medicine. As he felt the suffering of the sick, and he felt that he will be happy if he can give hope of recovery to them. And in order to start off on the right foot, he decided to travel to Damascus. I hope that you will enjoy staying here, O Ali.
Inshallah, as long as I study what I like.
This is the biggest Bimaristan in Damascus, so, you must visit it one day, since you want to specialize in medicine.
Of course, but I also want to know the location of the library that I have always heard of, as there are lots of books in this science that I must read.
I will take you to the library, but I would like to draw your attention to an important matter. This Bimaristan is not just a hospital for treating patients.
What do you mean?
There is a school-like building attached to it, in which the most famous doctors in Damascus teach the principles of medicine.
Really?
You're not the only one who visits Damascus to study medicine. Everyone who comes here, like you, learns something useful in this school.
And this is what I will do, inshallah. And I will work so hard, not to become a mere student who studies medicine, or a mere doctor who treats patients.
Ibn al-Nafis had a big dream. So, he started to accomplish this dream with all his might, as he began to read all books he can get his hands on, and he started taking lessons from the most famous doctors, such as Mohathib al-Din Abdul Rahim and Ohad al-Din Imran.
How is our student, O Abdul Rahim?
Ibn al-Nafis is not a student anymore, O Imran. He is progressing quickly.
So, can we call him Dr. Ibn al-Nafis?
I think that he is now qualified for it.
God bless both of you. You made a great effort to help me.
You deserve everything we have done for you, O Ali. As you have the enthusiasm and the desire to excel. That makes any doctor excited to teach you the secrets and mysteries of medicine.
But this is not my dream.
What? After all this success, you don't want to become a doctor?
On the contrary, this is surely what I want. However, what I meant is that I won't become a doctor like any other ordinary doctor, but I will stand out in medicine and become a scientist in this field.
So, you want to become like Ibn Sina?
Don't I have the right to dream of it?
More likely, it's your responsibility. I believe that you have the skills that will qualify you to become a great scientist.
Yes, and you will even be able to excel you teachers.
Pardon me, both of you and everyone else who taught me deserves all the credit.
And now, tell me, how can you treat a patient who has bloodshot eyes without being injured?
Ali kept working hard and moving ahead. He never stopped seeking out knowledge whenever he had the chance to. In addition to that, he used to work in order to earn money that would help him to complete his studies.
Peace be upon you.
May Allah's peace, mercy, and blessing be upon you. Masha Allah, you have arrived on time.
Did you want me to be late on my first day of work?
I hope that our cooperation will be fruitful. Tell me exactly what you are planning to do.
Many people come to spice dealers and herbalists like you to buy herbs, formulations, and drugs that will help them through their illness.
That's true.
Perhaps these potions that they want are not suitable for them. If the doctor doesn't prescribe them a medicine, then they shouldn't take any medicine that they believe to be helpful.
But sometimes these potions are tried by another patient. Thus, some people save themselves the time to go to the doctor by deciding to rely on that potion, especially if it has proven its effectiveness.
Sometimes symptoms may be similar, however the causes vary. And the doctor is the only one who can determine that. I will sit here to observe every patient who comes to buy some medicine. I will examine him, then I will prescribe herbs that will be useful for him, Allah willing, and ask you to prepare them for him.
Great idea. This way, this shop will become famous, because it will provide both diagnosis and treatment. I think this will be a privileged partnership, O Ibn al-Nafis.
I hope so.
Ali started his new job.
Alright, your condition is not a serious one. You can take these herbs after mixing them together.
And he saw in his job a chance to get closer to different patients. Patients whom he might not have a chance to meet them in hospitals. However, after a while, he started to act in a way that disturbed the shop owner.
No mother, you are fine. You don't need any medicine.
But I always feel dizzy.
My only advice for you is to pay attention to your diet, and briefly refrain from making any great effort.
Isn't there any medicine that can help me?
Okay, if you really want to have something, let it be some fruit and it's okay to have some vegetables as well.
I will do as you say, my son. As my daughter-in-law says that you are a good doctor.
Come back again and I will check on you.
Peace be upon you.
May Allah's peace, mercy, and blessing be upon you. Come in, sir. What are you complaining of?
I have severe foot pain. May you prescribe a treatment that will help to alleviate this pain a bit?
First, I need to examine your foot.
But my brother came to you a while ago, and you prescribed a formulation to him that he can apply on his foot. So, why don't you prescribe the same treatment to me?
And, how would I know if you have the same disease?
He is my brother.
That's irrelevant. Come on. Show me where it hurts.
Here. My knee. Every time I try to move it, it hurts.
Have you recently lifted a heavy load?
Yes. I work as a porter, and my job is to carry things.
And I believe that you live in a humid climate.
My house is old, and the walls are damp because of the rain.
So, you need things other than medicine. Don't strain yourself at work for at least a month.
But this is my source of income.
Earning less money, while maintaining your health. So, you would be able to last longer at work, is better than losing your ability to work soon and becoming unemployed.
Okay. And what are the other things?
After 1 week of rest, walk for a short distance every day in the morning, and try to run if you can. Then gradually increase the distance, and make sure to ventilate the house by any means, and keep the house warm in order to expel dampness from it. After a month, come and visit me again, we will see if you still need any medication. Although I think that, you will be just fine. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Peace be upon you.
May Allah's peace be upon you.
What's the matter, Ibn al-Nafis?
What is it? What's wrong?
What's wrong with you? Patients enter this store asking for treatment and medication, and you let them out by giving them advice.
And what's the problem? Why should I prescribe a medication to him if his condition doesn't require one?
That's none of my business. I sell drugs. Regardless of the patient's condition, you must prescribe a medication to him.
This is wrong. The treatment or the medicine may harm him if his body doesn't need it.
No, this is not wrong. I'll tell you what is really wrong.
What is it?
The fact that I let you work with me.
What?
Yes, you're going to destroy my business. This isn't a place for giving advices, it's a place for selling goods. I don't want to deal with you again.
Are you firing me from this store?
I'm just asking you to leave quietly, and to take all your books and instruments, or I'll throw them out in the street.
There is no need for all of this. I will leave quietly. Peace be upon you.
Ibn al-Nafis's love for the people, and his concern for their safety, prevented him from considering medicine. As if it was just a profession or a trade. And this was exactly what made him distinguished in his profession.
What are you complaining of, sir? Oh, I'm not sick, and I'm not complaining of anything. So, why have you come to the hospital?
I was informed that my father was here, so I came to take him home.
Wait. You're saying strange things.
Did your father enter the hospital today, and you already want to get him out?
No, he's been here for a month.
Where have you been all of this time, if you've only known now?
I was in a business trip. I have just arrived today, and I want to take him home now.
Why?
My father has a chronic disease, and there is no hope for his recovery. I accept that this is the divine decree. But, I want him to die in his house, and on his own bed. And not here.
Your father is that old man who suffers from chest pain.
Yes, that's him. Where is he?
Do you know that good old man, Ahmed?
Yes.
Call him here. We shouldn't give up on any patient. We should make use of all available means and rely upon Allah. But
here is the patient, Mr. Ali.
That fast. Father, I can't believe it. You look at least 10 years younger.
Praise be to Allah. That is a favor of Allah. Then it is thanks to this excellent doctor. He prescribed medications that I have never heard of. And it happened that Allah cured me by him.
Thank you, doctor.
Ibn al-Nafis became a skilled doctor and soon his star was rising among all the Levant doctors. But he was meant to continue his journey in other countries.